It's time for Guess My Gig.
Sunday morning ever, and Sunday pass on by. I'll be working here forever, at least until I die. Working for a living. Working for a living, never had a working. I'm taking what they're giving, cause I'm working for a living.
Guess My Gig time on Murray in the Morning. It's where Rob, our producer, tries to stump us with a profession we cannot get. And I will tell you guys, he's thrown down the gauntlet this week. He has told us, in no short of words, that we will not get this guy.
I'm sure.
Yeah. We'll see what happens.
Well, last week, I would say we were successful.
Partially, anyway.
I would give it a thumbs up for success. We got the Ohio State Buckeye.
And she was cute, so definite thumbs up.
That's right. Yeah. That may not be the case this week, but he's thrown down the gauntlet, so I think we should try and get it and prove him wrong.
Great. Okay? Sounds good.
Let's say hello to our mystery guest. Mystery guest, hello.
Yeah, hello there.
How are you doing today?
Very, very well, considering the alternative.
All right, we've got 20 questions to guess what you do. TJ,
yeah, I'm eager to hear them.
TJ, start us off.
Mystery guest, are you currently a professional athlete?
No, but when I was 55, I ran in the grandfather track meet.
Okay.
Oh.
That counts. That'll help.
Hit the first hurdle, fell down, got up, and won the race.
Cool.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Mystery guest, is your job a 9-to-5 position?
No, much less than that.
Okay.
It's kind of like ours.
Mystery guest, are you retired?
Well, I retired from showbiz many years ago.
Okay.
And I fell into this by pure chance. But I was good at it, he said humbly.
Showbiz, huh?
Really, showbiz. Mystery guest, will we see you on TV on a regular basis?
No, but every once in a while I get a call like this.
Mm-hmm. This is radio, by the way. Won't be seen on TV here.
Mystery guest, I know this may be a loaded question, but should we know who you are?
Should you? Is that the question?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, if you're interested in sports, you should, yes.
Oh, okay.
So we know now
that eliminates us.
Mystery guest, is your profession in the professional sports world?
Did you say professional?
Yes.
As opposed to amateur?
Yes.
Yes, it is, but it used to be both.
It used to be both.
Mystery guest, do you wear a uniform at your jobby job?
No, I don't. Haven't had a uniform on since 1946.
What was your uniform in 1946?
I was a junior gunnery officer in the Navy.
Wow.
Right. Wow. Interesting.
Wow. Yeah. That wasn't your question, was it, Bruce?
No, that wasn't my question. I'm just interested in man's uniforms.
That's fine.
Let's see. You used to wear. He doesn't wear a uniform now, and he's involved in professional sports. It used to be amateur. It's not 9-to-5, and he's not retired.
Right.
Let's see. Are you involved on the, and I want to broaden this to be, are you involved in the field of play, whether it's boxing or football? Are you?
Yes, I'm in sports. I concentrate on one game.
Okay.
Used to do them all.
Okay. But you're involved while the game is being played?
Not necessarily.
Okay.
Really, that would be, it's possible, but it's a very small part, if any.
There goes, because I was wondering if he does statistical stuff, but
yeah,
I don't know
now. Or a replay.
Yeah, a replay. Mystery guest, do you have anything to do with the way we see sports on TV or hear sports on the radio?
My stuff has been on the air. Cosell used to plug it. Dick Vermeil used to plug it. A lot of guys who I've known for years would use it on the air.
Huh.
Are you known for making a product that is...
I create a service.
Oh, a service.
You create
oh.
a surfing.
Thank you.
Okay. So he's not Ronco.
No, he's not.
Well, I'm handing it to you.
You really are handing it to us, and that should show you how stupid we really are.
Yes.
Tanya, have you come up with a question? Because we kind of went out of order there.
Oh, we did?
Yeah.
Do you provide sports information?
That's exactly right. What kind?
Okay.
Wow.
Well, no, we're supposed to ask you. You're not supposed to ask us.
That's the clue, kid.
Let's see. He does sports information. Would this be statistical sports information?
On the nose, in Lanneries, you got it.
Let's try to narrow down the sport if we can. Mystery guest, do you provide statistics for the sport of football?
Yes.
Now that would require us knowing somebody who provides help with the statistics in the sport of football.
Well, there's a couple sports bureaus I can think of.
Elias?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's in fact the only one, but I said a couple to sound more impressive than I really am.
Mystery guest, are you mad at us right now?
No, as a matter of fact, my line up front was, it'll be interesting if you guys remember 1960s. I was in the Chicago Chicago Today.
Huh. Chicago Today. Hmm.
Are you Oprah?
Am I?
Oprah Winfrey?
Oh, isn't that neat? Didn't see a bright lady.
Yes, she is.
Are you Jerome Holtzman?
No, I'm not, but I was on the sidelines with Jim Finks in 1975, the year that Waller was drafted.
Uh-huh.
And he turned to me and he said, what do you think about our new running back? And I thought, well, I worked for George Allen, and he was hipped on experience. So I turned to Mr. Finks and said, Mr. Finks, he has no experience. I wouldn't use him too much.
Typical Jim Finks.
All right, well, I will tell you that I think we've come as close as we can possibly get without actually guessing the name. So who are we speaking with?
This is Bud Goody, G-O-O-D-E, and I do stat analysis for, in the past, 20 teams and 10 went to the Super Bowl.
Wow. Now, how did you get into that?
The head writer on the Groucho Show, a dear guy by the name of High Friedman, stopped me after a production meeting because I was a numbers man in a production company. And he said, Bud, I'm in business with Debbie Reynolds' husband, Harry Carl, the shoe store man. And he said, there are five of us. We have five companies. One is a shoe store chain, another furniture store chain, a computer service bureau that just went public, and two smaller companies. He said, I run the computer company. He said, you're the numbers guy in the office. How would you help us market and promote it? And I wanted to be a high school football coach when I was in school many years ago. So I said, hey, the Rose Bowl is coming up in a week or 10 days. Let's do computer looks at the stats and picks the winner. And that's how I started.
Well, Bud Good, he's a sports statistical teacher and analyst, and he's with us on Guess My Gig on Murray in the Morning. Bud, let me ask you this. Do you consider yourself to be the downfall of Western civilization?
That's a very good question.
You know, everybody today says that we're overcome with statistics.
Yeah, but that's what we try not to do. We try to give you the heart of the matter. If you look at our web page, it's Bud Goody Sports, okay, then you'll see that we stick to a few stats, 8 on offense and 8 on defense. And they are the important stats that most often separate winners from losers. And that's what the coaches get.
So, Bud, the question I'd have for you, and I've been watching sports all my life, there are so many stats that appear to be overrated. A team, let's say in football, can lose the time of possession battle and still win a game.
Yeah, there are a lot of reasons for that, because you get into a game where somebody gets lucky and throws three bombs, each of which is a score. There's no time there. It's a three-second play, and they got 21 points.
So what would you consider the most overrated stat, say, in football? Is there one?
Let me think about that and just give you the flip side. The most important stat last year that separated winners from losers was yards per pass. So it's an easy number to remember, 4-6-8. If you throw for 4 yards a pass, you're the cellar dweller. 6 yards per pass is near the league average. 8 yards per pass is almost always an invite to the Super Bowl. It's rare. This year, nobody is making 7 yards per pass through last week's game. I haven't looked at this week's yet. And that's very rare. It hasn't happened for a long time. Nobody has made 7 yards a pass on average. Now, one caveat, C-A-V-E-A-T, one thing. Right. You got to count sacks as unsuccessful attempts, and the league doesn't do that. It's a much more important stat if the guy drops back, cocks his arm, and bang, he's hit broadside by a little old lady driving a truck. Are you with me?
Uh-huh. Yep. Yes.
Yeah, you lose 6.5 yards on each of those sacks. If it's a first down dump, you're now 16 and a half yards, and it's second and 16 and a half to go. That's going to be a punt. A punt is a turnover. So a sack is a 3-point play. A turnover, like a fumble, is a 4-point play. And an intercept is a 5-point play. That also is an easy number to remember. 3-4-5. 3 points for a sack, 4 points for a fumble, 5 points for an intercept. Thanks for listening.
No, it's great to find that out.
Bud, have you seen the movie A Beautiful Mind?
No, but it's on my list. Of all the movies my wife goes to, she said, Bud, you'll love it.
Yeah, I think that's the movie for you.
Yeah, no, that's the kind of stuff I studied. Measuring human behavior, especially intelligence and temperament and personality. Guys who use that kind of stuff are industrial psychologists. I didn't want to be an industrial psychologist. I want to be a showbiz numbers man. and I got the job.
Well, I can tell you, Bud Goody is with us. He's got a website, budgoodysports.com. That would be B-U-D-G-O-O-D-E-S sports.com. And you also write a syndicated column, I know, for the New York Times,
the Washington. Used to.
For the Times, the Post.
Yeah, I had a lot of big papers.
How much time do you spend on this stuff a week?
Well, I go out in the mulch pile, and it's, you know, the old gray stuff goes around, and I get an idea, and I go in and type it out on the computer. It's not something that you work at. I'm having too much fun.
But on that note, what is your favorite stat to break down?
I did a couple of pieces for USA Today, and I hit heavy on yards per pass attempt. They now put that stat in their agate and have for years. But we have a stat on the webpage called the killer stat, and it's yards per toss on offense and less yards per pass allowed on defense. Look and see. Look at the webpage and see where your favorite team stands.
I will.
Hey, Bud, recently there was a professor who came out with a theorem that basically proved that coaches should go for it more on fourth down.
Yeah, I saw the feature.
Yeah, what do you think?
I can't make a comment. It wouldn't be fair because in a professional journal, he would be obligated to print his data, all the variables that go into it. And I've got 200 stats per team per week. I don't see how just counting those who made it and those who didn't, I'm not quite sure that that would cover all of the possibilities. So I'm a little bit reluctant to make a comment.
All right, well, you may not want to comment on that, but I'm sure you will on this. What six numbers should I pick for this week's lotto?
Yeah. That's a sucker's bet, but go ahead.
We had to ask. Come on, Bud.
This week's lotto?
Yeah.
I would be giving away my temperament and personality if I gave you the numbers.
Well, that's okay. I think you should.
Well, I can't give you an answer because I'm opposed to gambling. I don't think you can make a buck over time on lotto, and certainly not on lotto. And betting into the line is almost impossible.
Well, Bud, this week I'm going to bet 3, 4, 5, 4, 6, 8 and see how that turns out for me.
Listen, you won my heart and other tender giblets. Learn what those numbers are and pick it up off the webpage. You'll see that I'm right.
Great.
I'm not. The equation is.
Bud, do you do just football or do you do other sports as well?
Yeah, I used to do them all when I had the column. And I took my correlation matrix to Coach George Allen. He was the first client to use me back in the 60s, 1967. And I gave him my baseball and basketball stats. And he looked at me and he said, Bud, why are you wasting your time on these secondary sports?
How long have you been married?
51 years.
Wow. 51 years.
That's a good number.
So your wife has stayed with a statistician for 51 years.
Yeah, isn't that terrible?
I am very proud of her.
Yeah, dull old guy.
Listen, Bud, we want to thank you for being with us. Again, the website is budgoodysports.com. Check it out if you're a football fan. It's got all the statistical evidence you need that your team will or will not win. I don't really know what it means, but we'll check it out a little later.
It'll be fun.
Yeah, I'm sure it will be. Thank you for being with us. You've been fun.
Thank you, sir.